Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kyle Shanahan is, and how great of a head coach he is, and what's Lynch's role. But I don't think we can say that there's incompetence in the front office.
There's been some competence and some incompetence. They've had some hits, and they've had some misses. We can play the draft pick game round and round till the cows come home. And there've been some up and some down, and I think if you compare them to other organizations, they're probably in about the middle from a draft standpoint. So the key is, what do you do now going forward with not only your quarterback position, but you've got other positions that need to be addressed, and you don't have a ton of picks. You've got your first round pick, and then you've got one at the end of the third, and a second round pick. You got to figure out how you are going to make your roster better, not only this year, but for years to come, Goo, because if you want this window to stay open with your young, you got a good young receiving core, you have the best tight end in football, and you got enough defensive pieces to where you should be at least a mediocre defense going forward. So how do you keep this window going?
I am so excited to find out, because Steiny, I'm going to take one of your sayings and what Javi touched on. As excited and great that I think Kyle Shanahan is at calling plays, I've learned to differentiate the two. That doesn't mean you're a great head coach. And where I'm going, Steiny, is he is 29-35 as a head coach. And I want to find out this upcoming season if last season when they went to the bowl, was that the outlier? Was that the anomaly? Like, we're going to find out in this go time. Dibs, you talking about all these teams in the division that have made, they went to Nordstrom's. And you ain't even went to Woolworths yet, Steiny. So you got to go do something. So I cannot wait to see, do they run it back with Jimmy? Do they use the 12th pick in the draft to get a quarterback and shock the world? I don't know, but I'm excited to see what the Niners are going to do this season. I know where it ain't September yet, but sooner or later, you got to get in that kitchen and get that cake batter ready, or whatever you're about to make. You got to prepare the food, because we're about to taste the meal.
Well, what I would say is 49er fans have every reason to look at next year like Warriors and their fans. We're getting Bosa back. They're making it's like, hey, imagine the 49ers. They're going out and they're getting the best defensive end in football in free agency. That's who the 49ers are, that's who they're going to acquire this offseason. Same with like the Warriors. They're going to get an all-pro two guard back. So like I think the one thing the 49ers are counting on is for Bosa's mere presence to raise the whole level of their defense.
That's only one of five or six key questions, though, going into the beginning of the league year, which is 16 days from now when the new league, it's New Year's Day in the NFL,
right?
March 17th. So that's when the Garoppolo decision will be cemented. It will be permanent. And it looks like, by all indications, he's going to be the quarterback. Okay, fine. Left tackle. Is it going to be Trent Williams, and what's that going to cost you? And then you look at the secondary, where you've got free agents as far as the eye can see. So before we even get to the draft, we're going to know pretty well in advance what this team is most likely going to do, because if they decide to buy Jimmy out, oh, okay, all of a sudden now they're probably looking at a quarterback with number 12. But if they keep Jimmy, and if they get Trent Williams to re-sign, all of a sudden now you think about that number 12 pick, and you might look for a lockdown corner of the future. You might look for that that partner pass rusher to go alongside Nicky Bosa. So first things first is the big questions coming up here in a couple of weeks, the big decisions.
Yeah, and Steiny, I told you real quick here, when Robert Saleh made his announcement he was going to New York, I was like, nothing to see here, no big deal. They'll get a new coordinator and they'll pick up right where they left off. But now you put that with the departure of Richard Sherman and the things in football, because it's different than basketball. Obviously, you got 11 guys and you talk about a unit and identity. We don't know what type of input or impact Sherman had on Bosa, and now that's gone out of that defensive meeting room, Dibs and Steiny. I mean, those are big holes to fill. So it's not just you're bringing 11 Nick Bosas back, go out there and get them. You know, what about the leadership? We'll see. But I guess what I'm saying is this ain't going to be the same Niner defense we saw play Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
No. I mean, you're right about
or
that.
Or the same Bosa, you know. Maybe he'll come back better, but – you know.
Laurie's in Phoenix. Hey, Laurie.
Hey, guys. So, I don't know about the whole, I mean, I get it. It is a little, you see other teams doing stuff already, and you kind of want to do stuff too, but, I mean, really, the J.J. Watt thing, that wasn't something the Niners were going to even think about doing. That isn't a need, you know, that I love J.J. Watt as a player, but I think the Cardinals overpaid for him a little bit. So, you know, I think the Niners are waiting for the right moves. They need to figure out what it is that they need to have. I mean, it'd be nice to know where they're going at quarterback, but I don't think Bridgewater's the answer. I think the only viable one that we would really be intrigued would have been if they would have got Matthew Stafford. And since he went to the Rams, there isn't another quarterback out there that is going to be a better move that we can afford. So, yeah, I'd like to see them get something going, but I think they need to sit back and make the right moves. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of – so I think, you know, hopefully they're they're not just sitting back waiting. They've got a plan. They're, again, the O-line, the center is going to be another big one besides left tackle and, of course, your secondary. So I think we just need to be a little bit patient. I think, you know, in a couple weeks everything's going to come to light. And but, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy's going to be your quarterback next year.
I'm with you there, Laurie. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. I think Garoppolo is obviously going to be the starting quarterback next year. Here's my question, Goo and Dibs. Who would you rather have? And first thing off the top of your head, Goff or Garoppolo?
Goff.
I'm going Garoppolo. Okay. That's how down I am on Goff.
Okay, because what I'm saying there is that – then it makes sense why Detroit made that move. Do you think the 49ers might have done something similar and thrown Garoppolo to Detroit? Would that have made him better if the 49ers would be sitting with Stafford right now? And I can't remember what else went on. Detroit got some stuff, too, I think.
Draft capital, yeah, which is one of the few things you don't have for the 49ers right now. You've got two picks in the top 100. You don't have a second. You got your first round at number 12, and then you've got a compensatory third that you got for Robert Saleh, the same one you'll get next year, which is at the end of the third round. So not a lot of draft capital to shovel for Matthew Stafford.
I wonder if they had a little, well, I mean, it's a hypothetical, but I wonder where they stood on Matt Stafford compared with Jimmy Garoppolo. And it sounds to me like they didn't think it was enough of an upgrade to shake things up. And I guess I understand that. Antonio in Oakland, let me tell you somebody who can adjust on the fly. We had Antonio on the phone about 38 minutes ago. Wanted to talk about Wiseman and the Warriors and for everybody to relax. And, you know, we changed the subject, and Antonio came back, and he's going to give us an Alex Smith take. The man is versatile. What's going on, Antonio?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think we should get Alex Smith, honestly. Like, he'll be a good backup. You know, he's a vet. He can give a Garoppolo a couple pointers. And I think the Niners are going to win a division because the Rams, I mean, they're relying on who? Matthew Stafford, a guy who's 10-59 against winning record teams. The Cardinals, I mean, their quarterback can't even beat Nick Mullins to go to the playoffs this year. So should I really fear that? Not really. The Seahawks, they're having front office problems. DK Metcalf is saying, oh, man, they figured us out. Can you imagine if George Kittle said, the NFL's figured Kyle Shanahan's offense out? I'll be sweating bullets right now. Should I really fear that? Because last year at this time, all I heard was oh, the 49ers got to deal with the toughest division known to mankind. Well, this year, ain't no mankind involved. Ain't no mankind, Undertaker, Stone Cold, any wrestling name associated with this now. I think we got a pretty easy division, in my personal opinion.
Wow.
Winnable, heavily winnable.
Appreciate it, Antonio. There's a
Seattle pummeled you last time they played, though.
Seattle's in disarray, is his point. They're in disarray.
I'll give you that.
And,
I'll give you that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't like it because I think he's one of the best young coaches in our league. But a lot of people don't like Cliff Kingsbury as much as I like Cliff Kingsbury. I think that team's ascending, but I could see how people might not think so. And then, of course, you're left with the Rams and Matt Stafford, who Antonio said is 10 for 59 against good teams.
And the best defense in the NFL. Don't forget that, Stoney.
Right.
Stafford will get his revenge.
Yeah.
Exciting for Stafford to be able to play alongside his childhood friend, who, of course, is a decent little pitcher with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, I didn't know
Kershaw they were and
friends.
Stafford, yeah, they grew up together. They're homies. Oh, yeah, besties from, like, even before high school.
Both like, rich. You do your taxes the same day. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
How much you make? Oh, I made this. Yeah.
They got to pay quarterly. They make so much money. You know, they hit you for that quarterly installs.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm just saying, sorry.
I don't really think they do their taxes. That's a Mr. H&R Block client.
Chicken. Yeah, they got some chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of taxes, it's coming up on tax day, right? Oh, no, April.
Yeah.
April.
Yeah.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I thought you were going to say speaking of chicken.
Well, it is March. You are you right, Steiny. We'll
yeah, six it weeks. Six weeks. You got plenty of time. Plus, the file extension and buzzer beater. That's the way that goes. Last year, of course, tax day got moved because of the pandemic. I wonder if it doesn't get shuffled again. And by the way, shout out the commute. The commute is back. Welcome back.
Is it back?
It's coming back. Goo.
Kyle tell us too.
Yeah, you look at the traffic flows. They're getting heavier again, which is good as we slowly start to emerge and maybe look to return to normalcy.
Yeah, I guess soon. I'm ready, Dibs. I'm ready. Not ready to get back to the office, but I'm ready for the pandemic to be over.
Physically, you're not, though, you said.
No, I'm not.
We need a couple. Yeah.
He's fat. My sources say that the least amount of lag time till we come back in the office will be 1 month. 1 month.
Oh, so, okay, gotcha. All right, there we go, Steiny. Yeah,
I think
I can
make something happen in a month. If
little Jenny Craig.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
I'm a Weight Watchers guy. Yeah. Weight Watchers can work on it. It's all self-discipline. All right. No, it really is. I mean, it's self-discipline, Spadoni. Stop looking at me like that. I mean, you can't lose weight unless you have willpower and desire to lose weight.
Right.
Thank you. All right, we come back. I want to get more into James Wiseman because there were a few phone calls here before we switched the topic. We're going to get back to the Warriors and them getting blown out. First half is over at the end of the week. How are you feeling about your 19-16 Golden State Warriors? And do you have any concerns, even a sliver, that they might have picked the wrong guy at number two? 888-957-9570.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I found that remote. Found the remote. You know, funny. I had everybody in the house looking for it, and I found it. You know where you find it. So, you know, and I said, I got it. And where was it? It doesn't matter where it was. I have it. That's all that matters at this point. You know, something like defensive Dibs about, well, I'm not going to tell you it was in my office where you said it was. Why would I tell you that?
Future lost and found intel, it's actually critical that you not only reveal where you left it, but also you let people know what the likely timeline was and the circumstances surrounding the loss of the item. That way, forensically, you can, next time you lose something, you can put yourself in the mind of a Steiny, where would Steiny have left it? And I'm sure your partner Susan was the one who said it's in the office, knowing full well that previously in these cases, when you've lost something, it's been right under your nose.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
People
want to know where it was at, Steiny. Where you sitting on it? Tell us where you found it.
Was it in the commode? Yeah, you know, you took it with you to the bathroom.
It was in my office, and I have a like this. I don't know even what it's called. This wooden thing with a lot of letters and crap in it, and I must have just put it in there. And the strange thing is, I never put it in there before. No, it's what's this thing called? Like an organizer, but it's not really organized. You know what I'm saying?
Good Lord. Right. It's like Costanza's
wallet.
Is there
anything worse? Oh, wow, Steiny. Yeah, look at that thing. Is there anything worse when you lose your keys? They're like, where did you have them? If I knew that, they wouldn't be lost. You know? Oh, that's my pet peeve, Dibs. You lost your keys. Where'd you have them? If I knew that, they wouldn't be lost. Yeah. Right,
nice job,
come on now.
Where do you think you left them is the other one.
Right.
If I knew, we wouldn't be looking for him, Jack.
Yeah. But you know what? This is a win. This is a win-win because when I discovered that I'd lost it, I said, you know what? This is going to be a great opportunity for you to maintain your composure while you're kind of getting upset that you can't find it. And I just kept my composure. I didn't get upset with anybody. Susan said, I still think it's probably somewhere down in your office. And I said, you know, but remember Friday I was wanted to watch the Warriors game against the Hornets and my TV wasn't working downstairs. I said, I'll bet you I brought it up because I knew the TV downstairs wouldn't work. And I had
what?
So anyway, all's well that ends well. And you know what? I'm sure it's all going to end well for James Wiseman. I mean, the guy's a rookie, right? The guy's a rookie. He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, but in the meantime, I'm sure it would be nice for him if Ball wouldn't be playing so darn well because, you know, the linkage is clear. And, you know, Wiseman's growing pains. We know that he's going to go through them, but it's just it's hard when the other guy's going off. Like, I'm sure Trae Young had the same kind of schadenfreude rooting against Luka when Luka was exploding for triple-double after triple-double their rookie year.
You know what, Dibs, and that's fair. Wow. That's fair to say. Because if you look, like, would you rather have Doncic than Trae Young? I think most people would still say yes. But the gap has shrunk a little bit after Luka's last year. And don't forget, there was one other wild card. The Hawks ended up picking up Cam Reddish in that deal, too. So they may end up with another starter, but you're right. You're right. You'd like to think that the gap right now between Ball and Wiseman will never get any bigger. But I think we may have to acknowledge it might, but that'll be okay too because, look, I like Wiseman. I loved him on Friday night. Friday night, I watched him and I was like, this guy might be a problem, a good problem. And then I watched him last night and I felt like, huh. Doesn't seem like he's got the confidence that he had earlier in the year, Dibs.
Yeah, and it's tough because, let's be fair, he's playing at Staples Center against LeBron James. Let's put the rat on the table for a kid who's not even 20 years of age. Yeah, how many years has LeBron been in our league? Is it 17, 16, Spadone? Thank you. And Wiseman's 19. And you're going up against LeBron James, who's played almost 19 years in our league. So there's a certain amount of, oh, my gosh, or holy blank that we got to allow this kid to go through, Goo. I mean, you're playing at Staples, even though there wasn't 21,000 in Jack Nicholson courtside. It's still a pretty tough spot for Wiseman.
Yeah, it is. What?
Well, let's put the rat on the table, Steiny.
It's three.
It's not rat. About ball. Back-to-back it
rats.
Is about ball. But it's about the window of Steph and Clay and Wiseman intertwining. And right now, I'm putting you two on the spot. Before the season started, we said, you know what? When is that magically going to happen? How confident are you that that's going to happen, that they're going to merge and he's going to be this dominant, best version of himself in the next 2 years? Stani, yeah. I'm scared straight right now. And it's not an indictment on Wiseman. It's what he has to do to get better. He's got to get stronger. He's got to add muscle. We're not seeing it. And Dibs, you're caping for him. Oh, he's 19. Well, guess what? He's going to be 20. His job is to go out there and play basketball like LaMelo's doing at his age, like LeBron did at his age. And when the Warriors drafted him number two, pressure comes with that you and I can't hide him from. So stop saying, oh, LeBron was on the floor. He was. No, it's go time. And the other rookies are scattered across the league and they're going. This is going to take time. And I'm using the P word, Steiny. He looks like a project right now. It's going to take time. Do the Warriors have that time? I'm starting to get scared they don't.
Guru, they got nothing but time. And here's the thing. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I had to get it out.
Actually, I'm not saying that. Here's the thing, Guru. I will say
scared,
this.
Man. Yeah.
If the Golden State Warriors went into the draft with their number one priority being, Dibs, the player we draft tonight has to reach a certain level soon because we got then they screwed up. Then they screwed up in a big way, because if they drafted Wiseman to think he was going to be a 20-10 center at 21 or 22 years old, then they deserve everything they get, because that would be stupid and foolish, and I just don't believe that was ever in the equation, Dibs.
And let's remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the draft happened after Klay Thompson's injury. So they went into the draft knowing that they weren't just, okay, one player away. If we add LaMelo Ball to the Splash Brothers and Draymond and Wiggins, all of a sudden we've got action. And one thing begat another. Klay gets hurt. So then you take a pause, and then you look at the project maybe, and you say, all right, he's 19, he's freakishly athletic, we're going to probably have to eat this year regardless of who we take, so let's take the guy with a bigger upside and hope to nurture him. And then after that happens, you realize, well, we can't just totally stink this year, so then you go out and you get Oubre Jr., and you pay your way into the tax, and you make the most of what's going to be a, quote, lost year. So the timeline for Wiseman is not by this year's playoffs, it's by next year's playoffs. So basically for Wiseman, it's, look, you've got a year. You've got, I'll give you 13 months. By the time you turn 21, which will be 3/31/22, it's in 13 months, Steiny. In 13 months, when he turns 21 and he's of legal age, that's when you need him to be something. Not necessarily 20-10, but how about 15-8-3, you know, get me three blocks or three blocks and steals combined. If you're that player or 18-8, then all of a sudden you've got action next year in the postseason with Steph, Klay, Dre, and Wig. How do you get that in there?
No, I mean, yeah, you understand what I'm saying, Goo.
Yeah,
if Bob Myers and Lacob and those guys, Dibs, are in there and saying, we need the most ready-made player right now to maximize Steph, Klay, and Draymond, you know, they probably should have taken Halliburton. I mean, if they wanted somebody who was ready-made, you know what? I actually do not believe that they've ever made a move, that they have not done one thing right now as of yet to tell me they're worried about the timeline with Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Like, I haven't seen one move where they're like, huh, they're making this move, and I think it's because they need to be better in the next year or two. I haven't seen a move like that.
Wouldn't that be the biggest secret ever, though, Steiny? That's something, obviously, you don't want to go public, and it would be the first indication, Dibley, that you're second-guessing yourself. What fascinates me and why I had to just get that off my chest, because it goes up and down, is if the Warriors would have Ball on this version without Klay, would they be any better?
I know he's helping Charlotte and they're not over. Would this team be a threat like I want them to be with Ball? And that's when I step back, Steiny and Dibs, like, cool, just relax. It's nothing to see here. Yeah, it might look better. It'd be fancy. But would they actually be a threat?
No. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. They wouldn't. If Ball was here instead of Wiseman, they're not 24-8. They're not knocking on Utah's door.
Right.
They would be between, let's say, 1 and 3 games better.
Wow.
It still wouldn't prevent Draymond Green from getting 2 texts in a meltdown loss at Charlotte. That happened. That has happened, as the old expression goes. So it doesn't matter if you had all 3 Ball brothers, LiAngelo included, you still lose that game. But I think in the long-term play, and again, I'm saying the long-term, not when Wiseman's 25, 26. Yeah, if he's, you know, 24 and 12 as a 25-year-old, that's great. And hopefully he's still a Warrior. But you need him to be 18 and 8 next year. By the time next year's playoffs come around, you need him to be a quote, star in the making, Steiny. 30 minutes a night, not getting into foul trouble, a force on the boards, able to run up and down the floor and, you know, contribute in the lob game. 18-8 by the end of next regular year. Am I asking too much, Steiny?
I think
I see you over there. You're sighing. You're huffing
and
puffing.
That's scary.
I think you're asking too much. Well, first of all, you got one guy who's going to average 30 and another guy who's going to average 24. So,
I got him at 30, 20, 18. Yeah, Clay. Wig, you know, K-Wig. Keep it soft and warm. Late night grooves. He'll get you his usual 14. Draymond's good for 5.
It's like, you know what K-Wig is? You know what Wiggins is like? Wiggins is like, when you're watching Wiggins, it's not even like you're watching a basketball game. It's like you're sitting in front of the fire with a real cozy, cozy blanket on, and your feet are nice and toasty, and it's hard to get up. It's hard. You just want to lay there.
It's impossible. You and you're watching a movie, and you can't find the remote because you lost it, as we mentioned. Go. You're watching a movie you've seen probably 16 times. Like, I was watching Godfather 2 over the weekend. So much goo. You throw it on, you watch about 20 minutes of it. It's like, it's nice. Like Steiny's saying, it's a nice, comfortable feeling. It's a nice, warm 5-for-13, 3 free throw attempts, 2 boards, and an assist.
That is so great. Steiny and Dibs, I got to get – give me 30. Let me get this off my chest. So we know the beast that is social media, and it's the new version, the new way basically for these young kids and athletes to communicate. Whether you like it or not, that's the reality of the world we live in, Dan Dibley. And you brought up one of my favorite movies, Goodfellas. I'll up you one. I'll go Coolie High, The Great Whispers, R&B, the singing group. Where I'm going, Steiny, is I was part of the Casanovas in Union City. I know what it's like to be part of a team. And when you're a part of a team, you have each other's back. And where I'm going real quick, because I can't enjoy my Monday without getting this off my chest. So we talk about Wiseman and his growing pains or the baby steps he's taking. You lose a game by 30. You basically were embarrassed.
Gertie.
And later on that night, the guy that yells at you on the court sends out a tweet about the other rookie you're competing against, not just on the hardwood, but in social media. And you're going to tweet out Draymond that LaMelo is going to be a problem, Dibs. Can you not tell me, if you were coaching me like you did in the lucky break, you were my coach, I was on your team, and after a performance that night, you tweeted about another guy that was coached by Brandon Tierney? You don't think that would affect me? Come on, Dibs. That's not cool, Dre. You just can't be that type of leader. And if I'm Wiseman, I'm hella mad. I'm hella mad. That ain't cool,
things.
Man.
I love the rant, and I disagree with you, but we got to fact check it first, back to front. First of all, you were on Brandon Tierney's team. I was coaching against you. And in fact, I tried to sabotage you by taking a picture of your handwritten notes and sharing it on social media, attempting to undermine the credibility of one Daryl the Guru Johnson. He would go on to win I wouldn't get my victory until I took down Team Townie, okay? It's called coaching, babe. But he got taken apart.
Come on, dude. You're from the town. Speak on this, what he did. That wasn't cool, man.
It's
Speak
not.
Speak on it.
This is so far from snitchery, it's not even close, because he is an NBA aficionado. Draymond goes on the TNT show. He watches all 30 teams in our league. He loves the game. So when he's not playing, he can sit back and be a fan. He's got 1.2 million followers, who some of whom I'm sure would love to hear his opinion on the young rookie guard out of Charlotte.
Believe it or not, I'm with Draymond on this one. And what I mean by that is, look, if 8 days ago he commits two technical fouls with 9 points and he blows a game for you, and he stepped over the line, but we love Draymond. And if Damian Lee's going to say, oh, he's my ride or die, guess what? You already signed up for this. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying we should like it. I think there may be something there, Goo.
Wow.
But I also know this, that if Wiseman has a problem with it, Draymond will handle it the way Draymond handles it, which is, well, you ain't LaMelo Ball yet, Chief. You want to get better? You need to get better. You know, Draymond won't run and hide from that.
No.
Guess what? He'll be like, hey, James, Ball's better than you. Deal with it. You know what I mean? So this is who Draymond is. Does it make it something you have to like? No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And he didn't tweet out, boy, I wish we would have drafted LaMelo. My teammate.
But in essence,
he didn't, Goo. You don't
in
have
essence,
to read between
did,
the lines.
Man.
It's in essence, he did. But like Steiny said, Draymond has been as direct with James Wiseman on the floor as any player in our league. So he's not going to be passive aggressive on Twitter. He's not thinking, Draymond Green is not thinking who I'm going to compliment LaMelo, and then folks are going to read between the lines, and it's going to be a shot at James, because that's how I want to communicate to young James Wiseman. He's been barking in this rook's face for the entirety of his young career. He's been there to teach him, build him up, tear him down. So Draymond's not going to use his Twitter as a passive-aggressive slight at his teammate. I think that reading between the lines for Draymond Green is pointless, because he's so blatant.
Stoney and Dibs, I hear you, and let me just wrap
it up. Meet you halfway, Goo.
I agree with you, too, that Dre don't got his pussyfoot around. I'm not saying that's what it's about, but as a leader, I wish he would have put himself in Wiseman's shoes, in Wiseman's world, how this tweet could come across. I'm not saying he was sending a message, Dibs, but sometimes you got to think about other people and what it will look like for them, and you just got blasted. You just sprained your ankle. How about you talk about or watch game film? But the night you lost by 30, you want to give kudos to another rookie that your team could have drafted? And you don't think Draymond knows people are comparing Wiseman, that's out there? I personally wouldn't have done it for the benefit of my teammate to even remotely be thought about that was a diss. That's
how
not leadership.
How long does he have to stay off Twitter in a 30-point loss and an ankle sprain? Is that a 6-hour moratorium?
Wow.
Or is that 12 hours? Because if you lose by 12 and you jam your finger, I know you're supposed to stay off Twitter for 2 hours. But if you lose by one, you know what I'm saying,
man.
Goo? It's like there's no hard and fast rule. And Draymond Green he's going to be the next Charles Barkley if he so desires.
And maybe
that's
happening now. That's what he was doing.
So are we going to begrudge him? Are we going to tell him, no, you can't comment about other players? Now, he didn't say, can't wait to try to get LaMelo Ball on our team. That's tampering. He's a guy who enjoys basketball, unlike Charles and Shaq. And he's a guy who just, hey, I'm going to give you my flowers. I'm going to give you flowers, kid. And you know what? It's different because they just beat Charlotte. Now, if the Hornets would have swept him with his meltdown and then Ball goes off in his face, maybe I feel some different kind of way.
Oscar's in Fairfield. Hey, Oscar.
Hey, guys. I just haven't listened to the radio in a while, and I jump on and I hear about, you know, Draymond and the tweeting and all that, and I'm glad he's being honest, because I like I love Wiseman, and I believe Ball is better than him right now. Doesn't mean it's going to be like that for the rest of his career. I'm just saying right now. And Wiseman needs to hear that so he can start building up on it and prove that he's going to be better. And that's going to be on him. But he needs somebody who's a leader who's going to tell him the truth, not baby him, not walk him. He's a grown man now. He's going to be 21 down the road. He's just going to be better. And I love Draymond. You know, he makes mistakes, but we ain't nothing without Draymond. I'll just tell you that right now. We need Draymond. And, yeah, he's rough on the edge at times, but sometimes he needs that. And I'm just glad that we got him. And Wiseman's going to be a beast next season. They're going to put a little beef on him. I really believe we're going to be in the playoffs with Clay. And as long as he stays healthy, and we'll be good. But, yeah, I like Dre. Dre did the right thing, and I'm good with it. And, you know, I love him. I just wanted to say that. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Oscar. Appreciate the call. I'm trying to figure out what I really think of this. I mean, if I'm Wiseman, I'm not crazy about the tweet. But in the grand scheme of things, it's like, well, with all due respect, you're a rookie. And, you know, Draymond's probably said a million things worse to you to your face than that. And Draymond gave LeBron James that big compliment earlier in the year. And we talked about
Kuzma.
We talked about that, Kuzma, about how they're balling. We do know that Draymond's a huge fan of the game. And, I mean, people might not like to hear this, but LaMelo Ball is – he's playing right now, man. I mean, he looks like he's got a chance to be a dude in this league,
he's
like
a
really good player. I think that's what Draymond was saying.
And I think it's just like if you were a part of a group, Guru, if you were a part of a musical group, and you're not just going to listen to your – fellow bandmates every song all the time, you're going to listen to other people in your genre or outside in a different type of music, and that's okay. And you can even tweet about that and say, hey, I don't know if you've heard this album, but it's great. It doesn't mean that you're not endorsing your own product and you're trying to take money from your own product. This is just a guy who appreciates basketball. He pays attention, by the way, and he's insightful, and so he wants to opine. I'm all for it.
You know what? I respect that, Dib. Steiny, there's going to come a day Wiseman's going to be playing basketball and Dre and Steph and the gang will be long since moved on. And these days that I talk about, because I know what feelings and what's going on with this social media thing and how you can use it and subliminally send messages, we'll hear about this time. Believe this. This was not something that Wiseman's mom or best friend or brother or cousins called him and said, oh, no big deal. Best believe the young rook is dealing with this. And he's dealing with it behind closed doors. And I just hope he has a support system that can just, you know what, say it just like you are, Dibs. This is nothing. Dre's just being Dre. But to me, I would have been totally pissed off if my vet did this on a night we lost by 30.
I just think that if he needs his support system to be able to tough it out through a tweet that wasn't even about him, that is about as Dante Whitner, S-O-F-T, as it gets. Because you look at the tweet, and you look at it, and you say, you know what? He is a problem. I watched the league, too, Draymond. Good point. LaMelo is a problem. It had nothing to do with, you know, now if he wants to retweet, what's his, Ashburner, Steve Ashburner, and his top 10 rookie list, if Draymond retweets that with, like, what, the eyeball emoji or... I don't even know what those emojis are half the time because you're looking on your phone. It's like, I can't even tell what that is.
Right, right.
I love the young people.
Yeah, I've never used those eyeball emojis for. I did the other day.
The greatest.
I think you did on our text thread. But
I did.
Guru, if Draymond does that, if he retweets it, hey, look who's not in the top 10, LOL. Yeah, all of a sudden now that's a different level. He's just giving flowers to a young player in our league.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where do you come down on this one? And surprisingly, I'm somewhat in the middle. I see Guru's point for sure on this one. Draymond Green last night after the Hornets game, tweeted out, LaMelo is a problem. If you're James Wiseman, does that just run off your back like water over a duck, or does it signify something more? 888-957-9570. It's all sponsored by Safeway. Safeway has great savings on fresh produce and meat this week. Save on large Haas avocados. Buy one, get one free. Also, large Gala or Granny Smith apples, 99 cents per pound. And USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Round London Broil, $2.99 a pound.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Sound courtesy of K-Wig, Minneapolis. All R&B favorites. The people you love to hear most when you're just relaxing on a Saturday night. K-Wig. Out of Minneapolis. 408 Dib says, where did this K-Wig thing come? Where did this K-Wig thing come from? I'll give you the Roxy Bernstein. Please explain, because it's your creation.
Yeah, I think when you watch Andrew Wiggins, when I watch Andrew Wiggins play, it reminds me of just good old fashioned smooth R&B. And I love R&B, especially late at night. You throw on a couple of slow jams and just dim the lights a little bit, goo. Maybe you got that Duraflame. That Duraflame's working. You know, you couldn't really afford to get a whole quarter cord of firewood, so you went with the Duraflame. It's not that warming, but it's there for you. And the music's on. You're watching Wiggins work the weak side. He's not cutting hard to get the ball. He's not diving to the rim, but he's out there. He's doing his thing. Next thing you know, game's over and you check that box score. Yeah, 7-15 flaw. Hit 1-3. Didn't make a free throw because he didn't make it to the line. 15 points. 3 boards. 1 assist. And he was a minus 10. In the game, the Warriors lost by 14. Night-night.
That's where it came from. Yeah.
From the... Yeah, I'm getting a variety of responses on the text line. Guru's 100% right on this issue. He got bounced by 30. You shouldn't be tweeting about another player.
I'd like to know. This is just a counterpoint to that notion. What's the margin of defeat where you can tweet? This is where if you lose by 20, can you tweet? If you lose by 3, so you're telling me he can't express himself? His First Amendment rights now are in question?
His tweets should be Warrior-related. You're on the Warriors, and you're a big part of the team. Why are you going Mr. All-NBA now? Nobody cares about what you think about the other guys and players in the league. If you're going to do that, retire and then get on TV. Thinks. But don't do it when you get beat by 30.
Break. Why are you trying to censor
Kuzma?
Him?
No, come on, man. That's so what Goof, we're doing now. I'm Draymond Green slash Barkley.
I mean, you should only be tweeting about radio then. You should only be tweeting about our show.
It's not the same, Dibs. You need to be quiet. You lose privileges when you get beat by 30. Nobody wants to hear what you think about ball that night. Man.
Guru, this is going to be my last one, and this may serve as a walk-off, and I apologize to the audience if you do walk off because you're my favorite part of the show. When Thursday happens, 12:48, and you end up with $0 in Jeopardy. How long do you have to stay off Twitter?
Night-night. I don't. It's totally
different. Oh, okay.
You're giving this guy another license. Hey, I bet you Steph Curry wouldn't tweet. Give me the tweet Steph Curry's tweeted about another player this year. I'll wait. That's leadership.
I'll tell you who he was tweeting about. That guy for the Sixers, Seth Curry. He tweets about him all the time.
Guys, what'd
you think about Draymond's latest tweet? Did you see it? And tell me if this was appropriate or not. Well, it was an ad because he apparently is working with Subway. So he had a tweet.
I love that commercial.
He tweeted out the commercial. This is about an hour ago, his latest tweet. So is he not allowed to tweet
12 hours after a game?
That's totally different. That's business, Dibs. tweeting about another rookie, man. Come on. After you guys just lost. And if you're going to tweet about an NBA rookie, tweet about your teammate. Why don't you build your teammate up?
Couple other because Dibs, damn guru, you're reaching guru, game recognized game. That's all Dre was doing. Goo, it feels like this bothers you more than Wiseman.
We don't know that. I got the ability to speak on it. Wiseman doesn't.
Right. Okay. And then this one thing Guru hasn't accounted for is that Draymond sees Wiseman every day. He probably compliments the kid daily. He doesn't have to post stuff on Twitter.
Right, right. And we've seen that relationship where he gets scolded on the court. I'm sure that's happening. Wake up. I'm just talking about leadership. I'm not saying Dre meant this or that. It looks bad. And for a grown-ass man to be in a leadership role with Warriors and you lose by 30, hang on to that tweet.
Well, I get that, Goo, for sure. But this is the part of the thing where it's like we may as well throw our hands up because this is who Draymond Green is, and right? We've all excused it forever. And, Rich is in Fremont. Rich in Fremont. What's up, Rich?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I got to agree with Guru. I think that when you lose by 30 points, man, you know, you need to focus on what really is, what this conversation really be about, and that is how the Warriors play. But I got to bring this up because I heard this in the last hour, and it really got underneath my skin, and that is that Kerr came out in the interview saying that they were not prepared for what happened. And I really had a problem with that. And don't get me wrong, I love Steve Kerr. I think he's a good coach, and I think I'm glad that the Warriors got him as head coach. But when you make a statement like that, you got to ask yourself, okay, are you coaching or are you spectating? Okay, because I'm a spectator, and I can tell you right now, I knew what was coming in that game. This is the Lakers. This isn't, you know, some other team. You look at both teams. You look at the Warriors, look at the Lakers. What has been the history of the last five seasons? Both of these teams play each other. You look at the fact that, what, in the beginning of the season, the Warriors got the Lakers of this year. And they came off a three-game win streak. So naturally, the Lakers are going to be up for you. So for Kerr to say, oh, well, you know, we weren't prepared, it's like, no, I'm not accepting that. Now, as far as Drake, it's like, well, you know, he can do that if he wants. But really, at the end of the day, dude, when you lose by 30, you know, Goo's right. I hang that on the shelf. Leave that
alone. Thanks, Rich.
Okay?
Yeah. I just want to know from people, 888-957-9570, what's the margin of defeat to where you can tweet? And so, and can you ever tweet about another player in our league? Because I know LeBron James tweets about fellow players ad nauseum after wins, after losses. I just want to know where these rules are, these unwritten rules of Twitter, because so you lose a game, you can't tweet about a player, another player in the league. And if you win a game, can you tweet about a player from another team? Or at what point can you praise? At what point, if you lose by 7, are you allowed to tweet? Or do you have to wait a full day after loss? I just don't understand. If you don't like the content from a particular account, there's a way to click a button that says follow, and if you click it, it turns into unfollow. And then you don't have to see the content that's not desirous.
Yeah, Dibs, but you got the Wiseman double standard. On one instance, he's 19. LeBron James was out there. He was overwhelmed because LeBron, oh, he's 19. He can't start. He has to come in at the end of the game. So then when I do that with his own teammate jocking another rookie, then it's not the same. He sliced Stallone then. He's supposed to be sliced Stallone off the court when he sees his own teammate, you know, throwing flowers at another rookie on
the day that the team had
a bad game. That's a double standard on what you want Wiseman to be. Oh, we'll treat him like a little, you know, we'll do soft hands. We'll back off. Come on, man. My thing is, how's Wiseman thinking about that tweet? And that's all that I'm sticking up for the kid. Now, yeah, if he picks up the phone and tells me to, you know what, I'm not looking at it like that. I know Steph Curry didn't send that tweet. So now Draymond
we'll get
this
Wiseman
year.
On.
Yeah.
Right. We'll get James on. We'll put Raymond Ritter. We're reaching out. It's a formal reach. Let's talk to the young man. It's time for him to make his debut on Steiny Guru and Dibs. I'm just saying this, Goo. The relationship that Draymond Green and James Wiseman has is a lot closer than Draymond Green and LaMelo Ball, I would imagine. And if Draymond's just watching this other rookie, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's disrespecting his teammate by praising another rookie. I think that's doing too much to read that far into it.
And surprisingly, not really sure myself. It's
right. Right. Do you need more time to have an opinion, or is it just are you predisposed to not have strong opinions?
Let's have this conversation right now. We may as well. I see part of what Guru's saying for sure. Like, there is something I'm just not crazy about it. Is it a huge deal? I don't think so. I wouldn't get animated over it, or I shouldn't say that, but I wouldn't, you know, it just doesn't rev me up in a big way. By the same token, I think, you know what, it's kind of a D move. But then when you think about it, it's not that far out of the ordinary. It's a guy watching another guy. We always talk about how these guys are friends now, and there's no... It's almost like it's one big team in the NBA, and they're all promoting everybody else. I wouldn't have sent it. I wouldn't have sent it. But you know what? None of us would have. That's why Draymond is Draymond Green. Right. What is he? What'd you call him, Dibs? The content gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, he's incredible. And it's honestly, it's his IDGAF approach that we both love and hate. And that's me as a Warrior fan, because you see him get two techs and you lose a game because of his temper. You see him get kicked out of an NBA Finals series because of a nut shot, and you think, how could you be so foolish? But then he plays with an electricity as a center, the most assists ever by a center, I believe, the other night, as he continues to be a point center in our league. Yeah, so he's maddening. He's thrilling. It's part of the whole package. You said it best, Steiny. You said this is what you get with Draymond Green in totality.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com.